You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. I'm your host, Zara J, relationship coach, creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, the 6-step process to teach women how to go from anxious and uncertain in their love life and show you exactly what you need to do in order to grow past your past, embody your high value femininity, and understand how to connect and court for commitment with more compatible partners in less time in a way that makes you feel good and confident along the way. Just happy to be with you for another week. It's beautiful outside. It's officially summertime in Atlanta. In Atlanta, honey. And I just love warm weather. It makes me feel really good. It just brings life to me. I love getting up, going for my morning walk. So if you've been following me on Instagram, Zara J Captivating Courtship, I've just really been trying to get back into like my health and fitness lane, and it's so much easier to do when it's warm outside. I'm very much the type of woman who my energy really, really connects with the mood. So when it's gray and it's dreary outside, I'm in like a darker, more introverted energy. I'm always in introverted energy, actually. But when it's warm and sunny outside, I just really feed off of that. And it just makes me feel vibrant and alive. So I'm very happy that we are officially in the summertime. So today we are talking about people pleasing. And are you a people pleaser? And when I thought about this topic, I thought about the passion attraction prototypes. If you didn't catch that, make sure that you do catch next time I do a live training for the Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop. Amazing workshop with my signature prototypes that really helps you to understand your relationship patterns, how you show up, what you're attracted to, and what behaviors you need to change in order to create better experiences, attract more compatible partners. And it's really just that first stepping stone to improving the quality of your relationships and of your love life. But really, when I thought about people pleasing, I thought about the avoiders and the love me's. Now, if you're not familiar with those patterns, you may not quite understand what I'm talking about. But for those of you who have done the workshop or you attended the live training, then you know exactly if you are an avoider or if you are a love me. And I once had some love me patterns. Now, I was definitely more of a trophy chaser. So even when it comes to the people pleasing, trophy chasers definitely often exhibit people pleasing traits. But the avoiders and the love me's really, well, not really so much the avoiders, but the love me's really, really, really exhibit a lot of people pleasing traits. And this can be one of your biggest forms of sabotage and really hurting your love life and your courtship experiences. And even if you're married and you're in a relationship, this can really hurt and sabotage your relationships because you're not going to feel pleased. You're not going to feel enough. You're not going to feel like your needs are met. You're not heard. You're not getting what you actually want in a relationship. And so much of this is focused around your codependent behaviors. So much of this is focused around your need for validation and you being in this space of shrinking your own voice, shrinking your wants, shrinking your needs, and not feeling worthy or confident in how to communicate that and how to show up in a way that's going to get you more of what you want. But there was a time where I was definitely in more of a people-pleasing energy. And it's interesting when you talk about this with someone because a lot of people will assume that if a woman is confident or she's ambitious or she's a high-achieving woman or she's a woman who kind of just knows how to make things happen and be a go-getter, very intelligent woman, that when it comes to her love life, she automatically displays those same exact traits. And I actually find it to often be the complete opposite. Usually with the women that I work with, they are dynamic women. They're very intelligent women. They are women who are very hardworking, ambitious, and just very educated, powerful women. And I love working with them because, I mean, they're in so many different career fields and backgrounds, from medical research and, you know, they're in school getting their master's degrees, or they're doctors, or they're attorneys, or they're nurses, they're teachers, they're educators, they're entrepreneurs. Like, these women are doing amazing things, but that has absolutely nothing to do with how you show up when it comes to relationships. And just like those women, I used to be in a lot of the energies that I connect with my clients, and why I'm able to very easily coach them through it, understand and empathize with where they are and tell them what they need to do to get on the other side of that, because I also know the impact that it can have on your relationship. So for those who are people pleasers, despite being very confident women, this can really be a conflict because on one hand, you are very ambitious, you're confident in your career life. Maybe even you figured out how to have it together somewhat in your personal life. But the moment you step into a relationship where you get in front of a man, your mind and your focus is all on making him happy, being validated, being good enough, wanting him to see you as wife worthy, wanting him to choose you, shrinking your voice, being scared to be a burden, being scared to ask for what you want, or even sometimes like doing more and giving a lot in order to get a man to see your value. And if you can relate to that and you understand that, then this is definitely going to be a podcast for you. So once upon a time, right, when I was in that mindset and I didn't understand that I was a people pleaser, you know, I really thought that it was my job to be the perfect partner. Like, that was really kind of my mindset. It was my job to be this perfect partner, to be a version of myself that wasn't authentic, to be a version that made sure that my man was super, super happy with me, that I was meeting his needs, that I was just being this woman that would fit into his ideal of what I thought would be the perfect woman, right? And the problem with this wasn't just simply that it was inauthentic, but it really put me in a position where I felt like it was always my need to fix things, to solve things, to do things in order to keep the relationship together, which is actually a very masculine mindset and energy. Okay. So I got to a space where I felt really comfortable with silencing my voice, silencing my needs, that mindset, like I said earlier, not wanting to be a burden, and just feeling like it was my my job to fit into someone else's vision. It was my job to fit into someone else's mold of happiness and what someone else was looking for in a wife and what they needed in a woman. It was my job to fill those shoes for them. And he saw me as good, and if he saw me as dedicated, and if he saw me as loyal, and if he crowned me, you know, and he was like, you know, basically that I was the best woman for him, that would give me a deep sense of validation while at the same time shrinking my needs, shrinking my vision, shrinking my voice, and really being scared to not be seen as good. And that was really difficult to work through because the fact that I was so confident and I understood to an extent, you know, how to connect with the man or how to, you know, build a relationship or how to attract partners, I didn't fully see my people pleasing as a problem. In some ways, I thought that that would make me more feminine or make me more pleasurable or just make me, you know, an ideal woman in a lot of ways, not realizing that it was actually the opposite and it was actually doing the opposite and really creating, even in some ways, a really toxic relationship because I was idolizing or putting the man on a pedestal while lowering my own. So what I had to do to work through that, and it took me a while to work through that because, like I said, I was so confident in so many areas. I was confident in my ability to articulate myself. I was confident in these other areas that I didn't quite see it as people-pleasing. I understood that I wanted to make my partner happy, but I didn't understand this deep need for validation was just reflecting in low self-worth, low vibe feelings, low vibe actions, and it wasn't actually building that deeper authentic connection. It wasn't allowing me to be in my feminine energy, which actually would just create a more authentic relationship that also allowed me to get my wants, my needs, and my desires met. So there were a few things that I really had to shift and that I really had to focus, and I want to share those with you today because if you are a people pleaser, and if you are in a space where this is something that has impacted your courtships, has impacted your relationships, maybe you've been married before and now you're divorced, and it's something that has impacted your marriage, or if you want to enter a relationship or you want to be married, you will be married one day, and you know that this is something that you need to work through, then there were a few things. There were basically about three major things that I had to shift in order to really work on this particular issue. So the first thing was clarity. Like, and I talk about clarity all the time. I know you guys are probably sick of hearing me repeat clarity, clarity, clarity. Clarity is extremely important. This is something that we work on very intentionally in the Captivating Courtship Co-Group Coaching Program that I work with my clients on, because getting clear on these certain key tools in your relationship, in your courtship experience, it really can make a major difference because it's going to increase your confidence, your value. It's going to allow you to be able to communicate effectively and not be scared of missing out or abandonment or not being good enough or not being good to this other person. You have to truly get clear. Clarity works in your favor. And the more clear you are, the easier it is to navigate relationships, okay? So that was the first thing. I had to truly get clear on who I was, on what I wanted, and how I was going to get it. Had to get very, very clear and double down on it. And it takes time to get to that space because even with the women in a coaching program, I noticed usually there's two major shifts. And if you've ever, you know, watched live streams or you followed us during Captivating Month or you've booked a call, then you know that the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program is a 12-month program. And the reason why it's 12 months is because it takes time to undo the habits that took years to create. You did not get these courtship, relationship, attraction patterns, marriage patterns, any of these things overnight. These have been developed over years and years and years of how you've been building relationships across the board, not just your romantic, but all of your relationships. And now it's at the culmination of where you currently are right now. And if you don't undo these patterns, then it takes years, usually, for most people to figure this out on their own. And you don't have years to waste. You don't want to waste any more time. You've probably already been single for several years and trying to figure this out. So you really need to get super, super clear, okay? And double down on that vision. But like I was just saying, it's usually, I see two major, major shifts in women. Usually between around the 2 month mark when they first join coaching, they have that first like major like mindset and energy shift around the 2 month mark. And then I usually see it again around the 8 to 9 month mark. There's usually like a deeper shift in the women. And this is when you start to see like these patterns, that new mindset, that captivating queen energy is really starting to be embodied in them. And it takes time to get there. It takes consistency, it takes support, it takes accountability, it takes participation, it takes doing the inner work. Time for you to finally get that space where things just start to click for you. But that clarity is a major part of the process of getting there. So that was the first thing that I really had to work on. The second thing that really made an impact in my people-pleasing, and what if you define yourself or if you know you have a lot of people-pleasing qualities, and this is something that you're going to want to work on. The second thing is belief shifting. Really getting clear on what are those beliefs that you're currently having and learning how to reframe, reprogram, and to shift them, because those beliefs are really what's impacting you when it comes to your people-pleasing. When I'm working with women in coaching, we always dig into those beliefs from the root, from the beginning, from the foundation, right? But as you're moving through the program, or as I'm working with my clients, beliefs are always coming up. And if you understand how we operate as human beings, how the brain works, right? Everything starts with a thought. That thought creates a belief. The belief then triggers an emotion. Emotion then manifests into our actions, right? So you have all these things happening at a very, very rapid pace, which is why, you know, you have this negative thought and then you create this belief around that negative thought. All of a sudden you're feeling all these negative emotions or these anxious emotions throughout your body, and it's just like you're just experiencing something within, and then it turns around and it manifests into the actions that you take, or it could manifest into avoidance, right? But it's going to come outward, whether that means how you show up as a people pleaser, how you show up in your clinginess or your neediness or your combativeness or your level of aggressiveness. I'm going to say aggressive instead of assertive, because assertiveness is positive. But if you are borderline aggressive with it, then that's not, right? Or it could show up in your avoidance, your shutting down, and your inability to communicate or to build intimacy. So getting clear on those beliefs and constantly shifting and doubling down on those new beliefs is going to help you to make an exponential growth in a short amount of time when it comes to your relationships, how you're showing up in your connection. And then a third thing that I really had to work on was having fearless boundaries. Now, let me just speak on this for a second, because we actually had a boundary specialist, a boundaries expert, self-care expert, come into the program and do a bonus guest coaching with the ladies. But boundaries, you know, she talked about having flexible boundaries versus rigid boundaries and really understanding what those boundaries are, how to communicate those boundaries. I feel like now on social media, there's this trend of that's a boundary, I'm not being toxic, that's a boundary, all these other things. When it comes to boundaries and understanding how to put them in place. And one, the boundary is always focused on the other person. And the boundaries are usually reactive and not proactive, and that's a problem. And also not effectively communicating the boundaries is also a problem. But if you are either scared to set boundaries, you don't know how to set boundaries, or you're not effective with communicating those boundaries, then you may fall into that people-pleasing state where you always are allowing people to, you know, take an extra inch, then another inch, then another inch. You don't have your values protected. You don't have the things that are important to you protected. And part of that is because you lack clarity on what it is that you really want and how you're going to have it and how you're going to achieve it and what it actually feels like. So all of these things, the clarity, the belief shifting, the fearless boundaries, really enacting those over a period of time consistently really was able to help me eliminate my people pleasing and really be able to move into a place of confidence where I could build a better quality relationship and really show up effectively, be in my feminine, get more of what I wanted, enjoy the relationship more. Just being in a space where I wasn't scared of abandonment, scared of not being enough, scared of being left behind or missing out, or scared of upsetting someone, right? That if I upset this person, or if I don't make this person pleased with me, that maybe they won't stick around. Really get into a place where you just eliminate those fears and you can show up, because then you can be authentic, you can be whole, you can be in your feminine, and then you are creating a space for that man to be in his masculine, which is really, really what you want. So this was all the result, right? That was all the result of me just getting into a space where I was able to get more of what I want, really understanding how to build deeper trust in relationships and deeper trust within myself, and connect with my intuition that it's okay for me to be the chooser. It's okay for me to be in that position on my throne as a captivating queen, and understanding what that energy is. And this is something that we constantly refer back to in the Captivating Quisha Cougar coaching program, is teaching women how to be on their throne, how to communicate from their throne, how to connect from their throne, how to use that visualization as a source of power when it comes to you as a woman, when it comes to your femininity, when it comes to being in your value, and when it comes to your relationships. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and that this is a message for you. If you are a people pleaser, if you are a woman that's a people pleaser, I definitely want to invite you to book a call with me, as we are opening up a very limited amount of spots for the Captivating Courtship Co-Group Coaching Program. Now, typically the next enrollment period won't be until the fall, but I've opened up a few spots for those who are serious and who are ready and who aren't procrastinators, and they're seriously ready to commit to this aspect of their love life. You can go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and complete the application so that you can book a call. On this call, we're going to cover three things. I'm going to get to know where you currently are in your love life, where you want it to be in the next 12 months, and we're going to get clear on what exactly is holding you back. You're also going to take the red flag assessment, which is going to give you a score and help us to understand what exactly your red flags are. Forget about the man's red flags. What are your red flags that we need to work on so you can attract better partners, so you can be the chooser, and so you can navigate relationships, courtship, and commitment with confidence. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply, and I hope to speak with you soon. Bye-bye. Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.